Last night, I went to a fancy schmancy restaurant. I dropped quite a few bills on that thing. I'm not kidding you. Just my wife and I. Let me put it to you this way. The tip was around $45, if that tells you anything. And we rolled. We had everything we wanted. Steak, lobster, drinks. We even ordered two desserts, because that's how I roll. And here's the thing. It was our 36-year wedding anniversary. We talked, we laughed, we enjoyed each other's company. And by the end of the night, after thinking about 36 years, we looked in each other's eyes and we had the same thought. After all this time, we can almost fill in each other's sentence. And as we held each other's hand, we agreed. We have eaten way too much. Way too much. Let's go home and go to bed. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hey, we're going to have quite the show today. And I'm going to finish that thought of we need to go home and go to bed. It was because we're old and we're tired and we're full, okay? So get your mind out of the gutter. Hey, thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Had some really cool questions lately, just life questions and people and friends and kids and family, and always willing to listen and give my two cents. I may not do it immediately, but I will within at least 24 to 48 hours reach back out to you. Do you need a website? Check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company will rock your world. They work with the big guy, the little guy, any guy. Check them out. Also, Well-Built Supplements. WellBuiltSupplements.com. They've got it all. I mean, they're growing. They're expanding. They're adding things all the time. Jump on their Facebook page. Like them. Share them. You could win some free supplements. Quality stuff. I use it. I love it. And also, finally, Revolution, the number 4, fathers.com. And this is in our notes, revolution4fathers.com. We are starting to upload our David Alliance swag. Yes. One of the next t-shirts we upload will be a big logo that says, Man Up. And then in smaller print underneath, it will say, On a Cross Saved My Life. We got some cool stuff. There's some great America-type t-shirts on there. We're featuring right now our I'm Crazy About Jesus t-shirt, and on the back is a picture of Jesus with the same t-shirt on that says, I'm Crazy About Garth, or insert your name there. It'll be awesome. Check it out. Revolution, the number 4, fathers.com. So, yes, yesterday, my wife and I, we celebrated 36 years of marriage. Doesn't seem freaking possible. Impossible. But it made me think, the number one key in making marriage last is, you know, we talked about it. We really did. We had a great dinner. We had a great time of conversation. And we came away with this. The number one key in making a marriage last is communication. No, that wasn't it. Handling differences. That wasn't it either. Or learning how to talk, I guess, back to communication. That wasn't it. Then we talked about balancing money. Nope. A great sex life. No, that wasn't it either. Understanding each other's expectations. No, 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 no. I believe we came up with something that's pretty simple, but you want to make marriage last? We came up with this. Don't give up. It will always get better. That's what we kept saying. We were reflecting on all the different seasons in our marriage. And unlike your regular year, winter, fall, spring, and summer, marriage has quite a few hundred seasons. And yes, there were seasons when I wanted to leave my wife. I wanted to divorce my wife. I wanted to yell at my wife. There are times I wondered, what would it have been like if I'd married that other girl? Will it ever get better? Will she ever love me? Will she ever appreciate me? Look, we all go through things like this. But in the end, if you choose to stick it out, it will always get better. There are highs and there are lows, but if you are smart, you play marriage like the real estate market. Hang on to it long enough, and its value becomes worth the wait. Last night, we celebrated 36 years of marriage. Our first day of marriage, actually our first 24 hours of marriage, you know, our honeymoon. Walked down the aisle, I do. Went to the reception, ate cake, partied, got in our car, drove to the hotel, and within the next 24 hours, we had sex 5 times in 24 hours. That's roughly once every 4 hours and 45 minutes. Now, we're a little older, 56, 55. Now we have sex only twice a week. But now when we do have sex, it's 4 hours and 45 minutes after dinner, because we got to let our food digest or it's just too uncomfortable and, well, we're old. But anyway, what's the point? I thought our first year of marriage was the pinnacle, the peak. I mean, how great is this? It'll probably never get better. We had sex once or twice a day. We laughed, we goofed off, we traveled. And for the first 15 years, I looked back on that first year and thought, wow, it was good while it lasted, but it will never be that good again. Or so I thought. But it's not even close now. It is so much better now than it ever has been. Even better than that first year. Even better than sex 5 times in 24 hours. Look, last night as we were out to dinner, my wife, she looked at me and she said, "Thank you for keeping the vows you made 36 years ago." Caught me off guard, guys. Knocked me off my feet. She said, "You're a man of God, and that is the only way this marriage has made it." Now she, you know, she could have said that at our 1 year anniversary, and I probably would have said, "Oh, thanks, you're welcome," but man, it wouldn't have meant really anything. It wouldn't have been as much of an intimate compliment nor very meaningful. But after 36 years, it knocked me over. So we talked about the last 36 years, conflict, fights, depression, anxiety, moves around the country, kids with issues, cancers, brain tumors, hurts, broken promises, failed businesses, bankruptcy, and so much more. And we agreed that at this point, the best part of being together is simply being together. Knowing that no matter what comes our way, we will be together to face it. What's the best part of marriage? Never giving up. Knowing your partner will never give up. Oh, they may in fact tell you to your face they hate you, they can't stand you, oh, they're close to leaving you. And look, you may have brought some of that on yourself. None of us are perfect. But to look your spouse in the eye and say, "I'm sorry, but I will never quit on you. I hurt you, but I will never leave you. Come hell or high water, I'm always going to be here for you. If you cheat on me, I will still be here for you." Now that's the foundation that is unbeatable. So as we sat there eating, we talked about our boys, our grandkids, and our family. We were encouraged that our boys can look at our marriage and know that we went through it all and still made it work because of Jesus. Because we knew if we don't give up, He will make it better. Neither of our boys will be able to say, "Well, she did this, and my wife did this, and well, then she did that." And we'll just look at them and say, "Yep, yeah, been there, done that, and now work through it, it gets better." It's that simple. I set the example that they're going to follow. It all falls back on me. So I have a sneaky suspicion in another 36 years, when we celebrate our 72nd anniversary, Kim will look across the table and say something like, "Honey, thanks for keeping your, well, what was that again? For saying you would, something, it was about love. You did, well, anyway, thank you." And you know what? I will look across the table, deep into her eyes, with a twinkle. I'll smile, I'll grab her hand, and I'll simply say, "What? What? What did you say?" But at least we'll be together.